So he is basically publicly going after the World Health Organization, halting funding for the WHO, and really putting a lot of criticism and eyes on what the WHO's doing. And of course, the World Health Organization is very prominent right now with this thing going around, this little bug. And they've put out a lot of misinformation, and they've worked really heavily with the CCP in China, which of course is like a huge dark power of the world, the CCP.
It's like a big control structure.
Yeah, totally. They controlled a lot of the American deep state assets, and that the whole China Gate thing is going to be coming out, I believe, very soon. And I mean, it's coming out already, and it will continue to with the extent that the Chinese government was involved with foreign influence over us. And so Trump has kind of started publicly attacking the WHO. And you had just talked about the WHO, right? In a video of yours
I did.
when I told you about this morning,
The World
because you were like,
Health,
I just talked about that.
yeah, the World Health Organization drama came to mind, and I was thinking about the concept of a World Health Organization, and in my opinion, how silly it is compared to, like, to have a governing body over the world health,
Right.
which, like, to me, it's just such a silly thing. Like, I believe that, health is very much a consciousness and vibrational based thing, which I'm sure the World Health Organization actually knows. And to consistently keep trying to push out all of these older technologies for health and sort of separating health from someone's own ability
Yeah.
by saying it's this thing that's going to make you healthy instead of like you and your consciousness and, what you're doing with your body is going
By
to keep you healthy.
this thing you mean the vaccines with the nanites in them. 'Cause
The
that's what they're trying to
vaccines or whatever.
that's basically what they're trying to push now. Bill Gates and the WHO and all
I
these
know. The drama.
they want to microchip the vaccines, and then they I don't know if you heard about
I've
this.
been hearing about this
Well, but
for
now Bill Gates is actually saying that
years.
people should not fly internationally if they don't have,
Oh
if
my
they're,
goodness. That's enough. Let's go.
playtime's over. Outside, buddy. So, they basically like Bill Gates, among others, are trying to prevent all like travel and public gatherings and all sorts of stuff with like verification that you've been vaccinated for COVID and other things. So what they want to do is put like a small microchip in you, and then if you have it, they'll scan it at the airport or whatever, and then you can travel, or then you can go to like the party you want to go to. But that's like the kind of dystopian 1984 type world that these guys want to put us in, which is not where we not the timeline that we want to be on. So
Plus, we don't need permission slips from anybody to travel anywhere, in my opinion, either.
exactly.
Unfortunately, that's the level of control that's being exercised over the population is, I think, becoming extremely obvious right now. And who's to say that an old vaccines that we hadn't
Who's to say?
who is to say that old vaccines that we've been given as babies, like
Who's to
no
say?
consent,
That's who says.
yeah,
Who says that?
was not infiltrated by some type of private agenda.
Yeah.
Like, it's the money following the money and following the power.
Yeah.
It's
Yep.
yeah.
Well, anything else you want to say on that?
I'm glad that WHO is being exploited for what they're doing on a more public level, and that Trump
Oh.
is standing up against it, which is very impressive to me because I, again, don't agree. And you can disagree with me if you want, that's fine. But I feel very strongly about, again, being a divine sovereign being in that
Well, and I
there
know,
needs to be more of a
yeah,
community
totally.
health awareness, not like a governing body. It's more
And
of a community-based thing.
so many people are so reliant upon the WHO right now for their like information on if they should be scared or not, or what they need to worry
And
about.
they've been putting out some really fear-based things.
Yeah.
At least the things I've seen, like quotes, like from WHO official or whatever.
Yeah. Well, did you see that thing? The one of the guys from the WHO literally talked about taking children out of their homes.
Yeah, it's almost comical. It's almost like these aren't really WHO officials, and they're really just saying the worst thing that they can to make do for lost time and old bad things, so people can be like, hey, I don't like this.
But maybe
they've been doing it for years. And
he literally said that
everyone can act.
He said that the spread of the virus is mainly occurring between children, which is not true from what I've seen at all. Children
no,
don't seem to be getting it.
I know how it's spreading.
But
that's going to be the next article.
He's saying that the schools are where it's spreading and at homes, and that if children have it, then they should go into homes and basically confiscate the children and take them to another facility. Which just, that makes me think of like the Golden Compass type thing where they took all the children and had them.
Nazi Germany.
Yeah, or
the Holocaust.
Any of these groups that do this kind of thing.
The Haitians.
So I think it's good that he's being outspoken about the WHO now, and we should see some more development along that level.
Yes.
Continue.
This is a act and an action towards protecting the people, in my opinion.
Yes.
So that's good to see. It's the narrative's continuing to go towards protecting the people.
Right.
And exposing control structures.
And if, for whatever reason, like, you're still feeling that, you know, Trump is not working for the light here, I'm curious to hear your interpretation of, like, the World Health Organization and Bill Gates and all these groups that are pushing the heavy vaccines, because it's really hard for me to relate to anybody who considers himself to be, like, a divine sovereign being, which is everybody, but anybody who really like internalizes that, I don't think wants anything to do with any foreign materials being injected into your body, especially ones that are computer related.
Or viruses made in a lab or whatever.
Right.
Something foreign.
Right. So if Trump really is, you know, not working for the good, then why would he be going after these groups which are very adamant about this? And he's also been outspoken about vaccines. Like, I'm sure some of you might be like, well, Trump has been pro-vaccine lately, and he's been talking about getting the vaccines out. And
he's been stalling.
It's been an interesting game of stalling and playing optics in the public and making sure that he's not saying anything that's going to get him heavily criticized.
Yeah.
Because in the past, before he was president, he was very outspoken about not supporting the way that the vaccine industry was operating and vaccines in general. And since he's become president, he's kind of had to, I mean, you have to be careful about what you say, because if you were to say something like that, you can't just say opinions like before you were president. You have to back things up with evidence. Otherwise, the media will come after you like crazy.
Like, you're not a doctor.
Right, right.
Which is like, what is a doctor really?
Right.
Well, university approved healer.
Yeah.
Funded by the WHO.
And that's where
or something.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
I was going to say, yeah. I saw a quote today that Trump had mentioned, and I have no idea if this is real, but I thought it was funny. But they were saying, are you going to support the vaccine from, what's his name?
Fauci?
No, the Microsoft guy.
Oh, Bill Gates.
There we go. I'm like, Bill, I don't know why I don't know his name off the top of my head, but that's okay with me, honestly. That puppet in the play has also been very interesting lately. It's very weird. But, saying that, yes, I would like to see Bill Gates and his family take the vaccine first, basically.
Oh,
so strongly in this vaccine, I can't wait to watch them get vaccinated.
Yeah, go ahead, be the first ones.
Yeah, I'll do it when I watch you and your family do it or whatever.
Okay, so now that we're talking about Bill Gates, I'm going to go ahead and skip to the next thing. I'm going to skip this one. We'll come back to it. Funny one. But it just makes more sense here.
Okay.
We'll come back to it.
Fine.
So
I'm just chasing the laughs.
If you didn't hear
okay.
This is related to Bill Gates, so I want to tie this in, because we're talking about Bill Gates and the WHO and, like, what they're doing here.
We're flowing.
So, Microsoft, which, of course, Bill Gates founded and also stepped down from recently, at least publicly.
Well, maybe he didn't find it. Maybe that's not even true.
Well, okay. You could do that all day.
I can.
What if the earth is flat, you know?
What if it's not really here right now?
Oh, we're disappearing. Just kidding.
Oh. Okay, I'll stop.
So.
I'll move out of the place. I'll go over here.
Come back. I like your existential hypotheticals.
It's my Aquarian moon.
So Microsoft put out this commercial with famous dark occultist Marina Abramovich.
Oh, that's what you're going to call her? She's a performance artist.
Oh, she's a performance artist. Sorry. She's not a Satanist. She's not a...
Everybody could technically call themselves a performance artist.
Oh, my God.
Just FYI.
Well, that's what's crazy is that the people who know her and, like, are in tune with, like, the occult and spirituality on both sides, the light and the dark sides of the occult, know that this woman is a witch. Like, she is...
They highly suspect.
No, this woman is a witch. There is no way this woman is working for the light. She is... I mean, how can you...
You're a savage.
I'm just saying it how it is.
You're probably... I've only ever seen really horrifying things about this woman. So to have her appear, out of nowhere and have Microsoft be the one posturing her makes me go, looks like they're trying to kill a few birds with one stone. Like, this is just so weird.
Marina Abramovich is officially a performance artist. Like, that's where I remember learning about her in my art class in college.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, we watched this segment where she got... she did this performance segment where she would, like, stare at people in the eyes and they wouldn't talk and they would just stare at each other. And she did it with, like, her ex-husband and, like, all these other people while a bunch of people watched. They just stared at each other. And then eventually, like, the other person would end up crying. Like, weird.
Mm,
yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. So
let's do that next podcast.
She does these things that are under the illusion of being performance art, but she's even made comments about it's art when it's in the public, but when you do it at home, it's a ritual. I remember her saying something about that. Mm-hmm. And she has this whole TED talk about that, about like ritual based art and how these performance segments are really rituals and they're not really art, but we call them art. And
so it's bridging those two.
Right, because you can get away with doing anything like that and make it normal by calling it performance art. So she'll do things where she, like, pretends to cut open her stomach and pull out organs, and she, like, does a lot of stuff with blood. And, of course, one of the most famous things she's been involved in was the spirit cooking, which came out with the Podesta Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks emails, where they found the Clintons and the Podestas speaking with Marina about spirit cooking. And then these videos were surfaced of Marina and a couple other people doing spirit cooking, at least a part of it, where they were writing on the wall in blood. They were writing, like, negative mantras in blood and semen and breast milk. It was like a mixture of the three, which I'm sorry, like, that's, I know that's kind of graphic, but I want to point out why this, I really firmly believe this woman is not working for the light. There's a famous clip of her writing, push the knife deep into your hand and eat the pain, like in blood on the wall.
Right. So these are not really the rituals that, seem to be that.
This is like the
benevolent, I would say. Like, it's a lot of, like, self-harm. Like, it just kind of subconsciously it talks about pain and self-harm, because blood is almost, except for, like, maybe menstrual blood or, like, a blood after birth, but even those things are connected to pain.
Right.
And so...
Well, blood is okay. Like, blood is sacred.
But
when you're using, like...
Is it really an unpainful way to access your blood when you're alive? I mean, unless you don't get that much,
Yeah.
If you've got your supplements figured out and you're not getting all your menstrual cramps, then there you go. That's some sacred blood. And I'm sure there's artists all over the world who are doing art with that as well. Like, it's thing. But it's when you have the intention to negatively enforce them, like a negative mantra, then you're like, okay, this isn't really the realm that I want to play in.
Right.
And then you're like, why are all these people who are very influential, famous people, doing these rituals and these performances with this woman? Why are they gravitating towards this particular art form?
Right.
Instead of, you know, doing a ritual where they clean up garbage all day. Like, I don't know. Or, like, look at and hold somebody or whatever. Make a song about love. I don't know. There's options out there. But so we were going to watch this video, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Let's watch it.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so this is kind of a surprise for me.
I haven't seen the whole
thing.
I've
got a couple surprises for him in this episode as well.
I also want to point out this woman is like almost 80 years old. She... So
just take that as you may.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that art of the future is art without objects. It's just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity to take the most legendary artists working now and capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that break new ground. We here at Christie's believe that this is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video or you buy the edition of photographs. Here, you actually can have the artist's presence in your collection.
The first thing that we had to figure out was you had to feel that you were in the room with Marina, not a document of Marina. So HoloLens 2 was created by people who quite clearly have an interest in the audience forgetting that they are using technology. So the purest expression of artistic intent can happen.
I really want viewer to be with me in the space in here and now. The life is dealing with what is going to stay after I'm not there anymore. And I can face myself. And that's a frightening experience. Really, like you're facing your own ghost. There is always this great idea of immortality. Once you die, the work will never die because the work of art can continue. In performance, the piece is only in the memory of the audience and nowhere else. Here, I am kept forever.
Wait, say that again? It just says Microsoft?
Yeah, like at the bottom, there's just a Microsoft next to the Christie.
Microsoft.
We should look into Christie's and what they're doing.
So say again what you said during the video.
Oh, I said, okay, so this woman is in a way being immortalized in the AI realm. So I kept getting, when we were watching
Ooh,
this.
Look, the one eye.
Oh, good catch. When we were watching this, was I got so many things. I was thinking about how, you know, this may have already been used to televise or share rituals that were happening. So if you couldn't go, but you could be there, or you could replay the moment. Like they said that you could replay and get pictures and videos of these rituals.
Right.
So that was not great.
Think about that.
And then thinking about how I also was getting the impression. And I've been getting this a lot lately, is that the technology to make visuals like that we see, like you think that you're looking at a bunch of people in a museum and that you think you're looking at her physically there talking to you, and then she's putting on the mask and then watching her virtual self, which is obviously more like low grade. I was getting that it's possible that she's not even really there at all. Like what they filmed of her real life, she's not actually there. Like that is also not real.
Like it was digitally made?
Yeah, like the potential and the capacity of creating these digital images and like masking and all that stuff, I think that it's far more advanced than we've been allowed to know. And I know I've seen stuff about it out there. I've never seen like the quality, like an actual honest being like, this is what we're capable of doing.
Yeah.
But I was getting that was very possible, that she may not even be around anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure this woman has probably been taken and arrested, or maybe even she.
I hope so.
She's gone or something, but
I mean, she is one of the top tier ones.
She really is one of the high witches or some ritualist of the dark occult.
Then. Yeah. Well, that's where like
this is almost just weirdly comical to watch.
Yeah.
It's very like, ugh.
I feel like so many of these things are happening that are setups by what we've been calling the Alliance, like the good guys that have retaken control of government and corporations and media for the most part. I don't think they've totally like taken over, but
I think they have to do it gradually or else people will be reactive and
yeah. So I feel like they're doing these things where they're like making what the deep state would have done in that situation. They're doing it and doing it really obvious. So like Biden, I feel like that's what's happening with Biden.
Yeah.
Like what's happening with Biden is so painfully obvious.
And we have some.
That it's like forcing everyone. Oh yeah, that's the next thing.
Well, when I saw that one video today,
it's forcing everyone to know.
Turning around and walking back.
Oh
into,
my god.
Like,
I wish we had that on here. Door,
and he just like glitches out at the last second. It's like, oh weird.
We should have put that on here.
Yeah, but yeah, he's like standing out a window. It's from a far distance, but you can still see him.
It was from the news.
It turns around and he walks back in, and then it just like glitches out and he completely disappears before he's actually fully entered and disappeared naturally into like the building. So
yeah, totally.
It's
like what
it's becoming exposed.
That's like what you were just saying about them being digitally put into these situations. Sometimes like it might not even be real.
Man, some of the like. Who knows? Like, all of these characters who were once being exposed more in the, like, underground community of all of these horrible things that they've done, they were now kind of resurfacing in the public narrative.
Yeah.
And they don't really look the same, and they're acting strange, and it's kind of like, it's almost like a puppet show, in my opinion, because there's...
Q does call them puppets, right?
So... I think we're all just watching a show going on. I mean, it always was kind of a show, but now, like, the puppet master maybe is benevolent. That's what I'm feeling that way. It seems, but I also don't relate or understand the pace that they're going at. But I don't relate and understand every human being walking the earth with a TV.
But it's also, like, going so fast for the average person. Like, what's happening right now
is
almost too...
capturing it all.
This is, like, the...
I'm not capturing it.
This is, like, the limit of what... people I think could handle. Like if it was any faster than this, people would lose their minds. Like with
they would their
the changes.
Reality would it's already happening.
You can't rip someone's reality out too quick or they're just gonna
but it
crumble.
Is the gentleness of it is also very compassionate and benevolent too.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that reflects me and what I have this like darkness in me that kinda likes the chaos and wants things to kind of be more messy and fall apart and be more
well I think
honestly be, yeah
I think that's like that
they say it's like
the Shiva
Kali.
Like right like the destroyer of like but it's in which makes me understand it a bit more
almost in a way to watch it just like
but it's not blow it's up. it's not like create chaos just for the sake of chaos because that's what the dark does it's like it's like destroy the chaos. Which may be more chaotic in the moment
well,
when you destroy
the
it.
Illusions, really.
Right.
But yeah.
Hey, someone should make a channel about that.
I think so. It probably would do really well. That's funny.
So, well.
Now, what did you think about that video? We'd love to hear about it. That's what we think. That was my honest reaction. And the AI goggles just really was a cherry on top.
Like, well, and she's like, I'm going to live forever in this world, which is like, that's the
she's
transhumanism
like, well,
thing.
Seems like you are. And
so this video got such bad reception. It got it got like 300 up. This is a reposting of the video, by the way. It got like a couple hundred up. Like thumbs ups and like thousands of thumbs downs.
Like 24,000 I saw.
And so they took the video down.
Microsoft
took it down.
Microsoft YouTube channel.
Yeah. And then this one has been re-uploaded. It's got 61,000 views, 266 likes, and 4,000 downvotes.
Which is kind of rough.
Well, it's, I mean...
So yeah, look into her if you're interested in her colored history. But it's gotten to... I'm pretty sure at least the things that I saw... were very, very dark and twisted and, like, you know, it's not great. And so I'm glad that's getting, like, brought to the surface again. So people like us who have knowledge of her from, like, being more dark and we're now getting stoked by the media to talk about this again.
Right.
And educate others and share this extra data. So
well, and I see, yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's fine. Let's just do it.
I totally see this exposing, I mean, Bill Gates is already being exposed so much out of this.
Right.
If she ends up getting more limelight on her because of that,
yeah,
then that's going to bring
more
up,
light.
It's going to, I feel like we're
getting,
we're being given all the public is being given all of the breadcrumbs around what happened with Pizzagate. And of course, that is only the tip of another iceberg.
Right.
But like that came into the public rejected it because they weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting like these seeds again. The Epstein thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Clintons have been exposed for more stuff. Of course, the Q operation happened. People were prepared to receive this information again. And, of course, this woman has deep connections with the Clintons and the Podestas and everything they do. And that could come back to bring light on that again.
Yes.
Make that public.
At least according to these, was it CIA or FBI documents about the Podesta emails?
WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
yeah,
the motivations behind that and everything, who knows, but
mm-hmm.
this discombobulated cloud of information is going to get smoothed out the more people who are aware of it and the more people who talk about it, in my opinion. So it's unless there is these giants that are going to take hold of the narrative and broadcast it to people and kind of try and brainwash their opinions, it's good that we all have our own natural reactions, like feel what your body feels when you look at her, when you see her move, when you see her talk about being immortalized in the machine. It's up to you how you really feel.
Forever.
Okay, we are running a little long on
yeah,
our
let's,
episode.
Let's keep going. We're almost done. So this was the other thing. We were just talking about Mr. Biden here being the example of the alliance putting
puppetry.
Yeah, puppetry, like making the puppetry so obvious so that people question it. And I feel like with Biden, this guy is very likely a clone. That's my opinion.
Or generated by a computer.
I think
visualizer.
He's
but he's been publicly standing places, so
he's not a real human anymore. Something's not right with
we're
him.
Suspicious about this person.
So him and Lady Gaga teamed up for a sexual assault PSA. And Lady Gaga is also heavily tied into Miss Marina over here. Lady Gaga sought counseling and basically dark spiritual counseling advice from Marina. And they're very fond of each
when
other.
Did you learn
and,
that?
It's just a thing. It's been around for
okay.
Yeah. I saw it popped up
where's
again
your
recently.
Source? I need your sources.
Well, you can just look it up. I mean, they're friends. They've spoken publicly about it.
Right.
Okay. And what they said that they had Lady Gaga came to her for, yeah, like spiritual counseling, basically as like an apprentice, I imagine. And one of the things that was reported that Marina Abramovich had her do was to get completely naked, go in the middle of a forest and spend the night there and then try to survive and get back to whatever land they were on from the forest. And there's even a video of Lady Gaga walking around Marina's property like completely naked and like with horns on her head and like just doing weird stuff. There's one of her holding a giant crystal that's the size of her body. She's cuddling it naked.
I haven't seen these.
Oh yeah, I'll show you. They're weird.
That's okay.
They're all of course censored, but there's videos of it on YouTube.
Cuddling and a crystal naked doesn't always have to be a bad thing.
No, but it really
I understand.
It really shows you the extent of because a lot of people are frankly unaware that there is a dark spiritual path.
Yes.
And they assume that anything that is spiritually more advanced than them is a positive thing, which is, I believe, inherently wrong.
Right.
Because there are dark and light spiritual paths. The Law of One talks about this, like basically until the sixth density or sixth dimension, whatever you want to call it, or it could be like the 12th dimension and whatever conversion, yeah, whatever conversion skills you use. But yes, sixth grade consciousness is when they kind of become one again. But until that point, they polarize. And so you have highly polarized beings of light, highly polarized beings of dark. And like, so these spiritual concepts, like using crystals and crystal technology and using meditation and prayer and ritual, they're used by both sides.
Uh-huh. And animal parts and spirits.
Right. But it's all about the intent.
Right.
What is your intent behind it?
And what you're doing almost with... It's like, even if you're staying in your own sovereignty as well, because I feel like a lot of the time on the more darker side, it's more of like almost a giving away mm-hmm. of your own energy to something else.
Sacrificing.
Yeah. And
energy. On an energy level, you're sacrificing your energy.
Yeah.
For some kind
of
gain.
Which is a choice you can make. Like, that's part of the growth, that's part of the path, it's part of how it seems to... At least this the book he's talking about and the information in there has been consistently very intriguing, and we continue to have conversations about it because it seems to really do apply to the actual mechanics of how, like, polarization and how the soul's journey kind of can choose and where you're moving your energy around out of what chakras and all this. And it's been very educational and continues to come up, so... I think we're going to be having a guest on that's going to be helping us dive into a little bit more research on it too and compare it to other things. We'll see. We might start doing guests.
No spoilers.
So we'll see.
So yeah, so okay. Biden and Gaga teamed up just real quick. Quote, I'm not only with a great friend but a fierce advocate, Biden says of Lady Gaga. In the PSA, which is part of the It's On Us campaign. So that's what they're calling it. They're calling it It's On Us when it comes to sexual assault, which to me seems like
this
another...
This looks like an Onion article
right?
to me.
It's On Us, like, oh yeah, we're the ones doing it, right? Like, how much more obvious can it be?
How many more videos of Biden sniffing kids do I have to look at before this is like...
I'm here with not only a great friend, but a fierce advocate. Lady Gaga has been the voice for people who have been forgotten and people who have been abused. Until it happens to you, well, it happened to her. And she's shown enormous courage. And we want to make it real clear. It's on us. It's on everyone to intervene, to stop abuse when they see it and when they hear about it, to intervene. It's no man has a right to raise a hand to a woman for any reason other than self-defense, ever, period.
And that's not to leave out the men as well.
That's true.
I am a sexual assault survivor, and I know the effects, the aftermath, the trauma, psychological, physical, mental. It can be terrifying, waking up every day feeling unsafe in your own body. But we're here to remind you that it's important to reach out to someone in your life that you can trust, and to know that they will be there to help you. There will be someone to listen. Because you know what?
It's on us. Now it's on.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
As I was saying, first I noticed his weird eye at the end. It seemed like there was... It's very strange. But I liked her message, ironically. And then... Also, what kind of archetype that she's embodying, it's very, like, Madonna-like and in almost many ways. And what's the word? Marilyn Monroe and the same sort of vibe going on.
Yep.
And it's...
Yeah, the message wasn't inherently bad,
which makes me think
even more so that it's, like,
the
Alliance is behind this stuff and they're just trying to make it more obvious but also put out a good message at the same time. But seriously, the It's On Us campaign, that's what they're going to call it. Yeah, it is on you guys.
Yeah.
But I think they're both, you know, probably survivors of the abuse and also perpetrators, because that's how these cycles work, you know?
I do.
So.
And so it's good that they're trying, you know, or whatever's going on. At least the message is good. I don't really trust the people giving the message. I'd prefer to hear the message from someone like you, you know, or basically, you know, I don't know, way less suspicious people. But I understand that there's a purpose behind using them and with their backgrounds and as this character, but it's very interesting. So I'd like to, I'm looking forward to reading the comments over this podcast for sure.
Yeah. Lots of interesting stuff to talk about.
Okay, so we are
all right. Funny stuff.
To wrap up, and so we're gonna lighten it up a little bit with this Daily Star article. Two things I have: Daily Star article that I saw that I laughed so hard, and I didn't even read it. I'm gonna be honest with you, I did not read it because I was like, this is just enough.
It's the farts.
It's the farts.
This isn't the first time we've heard about farts being a big culprit. You know, the cat. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the,
okay.
Like all the climate change stuff where they're saying the cow farts are causing global warming. Oh, you know, that the
globe is also in the title here.
Yeah. So it's not the first time farts have been made the enemy by the world powers.
And that's like a very, almost like a root chakra sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, farts are the culprit, which
it could be spreading to the globe.
I wonder if someone's gonna be like, Mr. Trump, what about the farts? Are you taking precautions about farts in the office? Yes.
Mr. Trump, how are you making sure that you're not farting on other people? Tests carried out earlier this year have shown that the virus was present in the feces. Is that different than feces? Feces? FAE?
I don't know.
The feces of more than half of patients with COVID-19. And doctors have previously warned farts contain tiny poo particles that can spread bacteria.
But this is not a bacterial thing.
Yeah, it's not.
Get your story straight.
But the virus is in the faces.
Look at the picture. Oh my god.
The other person would also have to be sniffing the fart from close proximity to be at risk. What the fuck is this article? So farts could be spreading it, but only if you're sniffing other people's butts.
17, go up. Go above the woman clutching her butt cheeks.
Oh, 17 days past exposure.
Oh. Delicious. How many stock photos are there of people hiding their buttholes like that?
Yeah, what the heck?
At least two.
Creepy. Alright. That was a good one. Good share. Ready for the last thing?
Ready for the last thing.
Alexis always has a good TikTok to share. I haven't seen this one yet, so
I've been waiting.
I'm pretty excited.
It's
make sure the volume's loud enough.
Try to keep things simple in our life sometimes.
Alright, here we go. Hopefully the volume's good.
Okay, so story time. I had this little mouse that I named Billy Bob that was living in my pantry. He's been there for months. Today I heard him squeaking in the pantry, so I went and looked, and guess what? He got his head stuck in the rigatoni. Okay, so story time. I had this little mouse that I named Billy Bob that was living in my pantry.
He got his head stuck in the pantry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Look at that little head. How does that even happen?
He's hungry.
Wow.
It's rigatoni, Bruno.
Rigatoni. Man, that's hardcore.
I love the sweet little Australian accent.
Yeah.
Or I'm assuming it's Australian.
Yeah.
I sent that to my sister because she's in Australia, so.
That's funny.
Fun times. People are really critical of TikTok, but it's a really beautiful place in a lot of ways, so I'm still an advocate for it. There's whack stuff on there, too. And I think that's good that I'm seeing it because I'm commenting and reporting them. I'm like,
yeah.
This is black witchcraft. You can't be doing this. I'm like, this is child trafficking, and this is non-consensual, and this is violence. And, you know, just. And then I laugh my butt off at the next one. So
I'm grateful that you sort through all of them and show me the best ones.
Polarity. It's a polarity game. Keeps me entertained.
Hmm.
And then there's cute little mice that get saved. And carry on with their beautiful little life.
I have mixed feelings about TikTok, but the ones you show me, the ones that you curate, are really funny.
Thank you.
So I'm grateful that you're diving into that world and being the filter.
I'm happy to do it. Follow me on TikTok if you want to see my curated list of things.
What's your TikTok?
It's Ascension Diaries.
Oh. Oh, speaking of Ascension, I heard Trump said the word Ascension in his briefing today, and it was
literally,
and it was in the context of he was naming off all these companies, and he said Ascension Health. He was thanking a series of companies, and one of them was Ascension Health. I believe it was Health. And yeah, I was like, man, someone's got to isolate that clip and just like make a song about Trump singing about Ascension. Ascension Health.
Do it.
Everything you need. All right, y'all. It's been a fun time.
It's been fun.
Thanks for hanging out. If you'd like to support us, go to our website, check out these awesome crystal fulgurites. I think you're going to like them. We have a bunch of different sizes, and people have been really loving them. They are, again, petrified crystal lightning, and this is a great way for you to support us and us to be able to give something to you. Great energy exchange, I think.
And we also have handmade, hand-painted shirts on there.
Yeah.
And we also have, I also have tarot reading sessions available on there. And we have a donate button as well if you're just like, I want them to get better microphones. Or better lighting or better green screen or something, whatever.
Lighting is what we could probably.
We're open to some help as always. And as well as sign up for the email list on the website so you can get the podcasts sent to you by email every time that we upload them.
There you go.
And yeah, that's what we've created together. Exciting. We want to maybe do events later on and just, we'll just keep expanding. So.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out.
Yes. And thank you again to Hopewell Farm.
Yes.
For their support.
Limited time. If you buy a product and you mention Divine Sovereign Beings when you check out, they'll send you a Trump stimulus bill.
Hopefully they have some left.
Yes.
Yep.
Get them while supplies last.
Get them while supplies last. Well, let's close the space.
All right.
All right. There you go. Let's clear it out. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, we love you. Thank you for listening to all of us and our opinions and enjoying conversation with us and spreading the love and having some laughs. And let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about in the podcast as well. You know, just message us.
Or if you want to see us like play a game again like we did that one time. I say that because that was pretty fun. I had fun playing the game. If you guys want to see that that everything game again, this time we'll expand bigger than the universe and see what happens. Or, you know, I have some other random cool games that I found that I think might be cool.
Yes. But,
yeah.
There's a few.
Let me know if you guys are interested in that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right, guys.
We love you very much.
Guys and girls, aliens, all beings.
All beings.
We love you.
We love you.
And we'll see you next time.